Most BERT family models in production today are not BERT. They are Distill BERT or Roberta, and each was a one-paper response to a specific limitation in the original. The previous lesson covered BERT in detail. The lecturer's parting take is that BERT is widely used in industry for sentiment and other classification tasks, and limited in three concrete ways. This lesson covers two of the most influential follow-up papers and the limitations they addressed. The two derivatives are Distill BERT and Robertso. A. Distill BERT addresses BERT's size and latency. 110 million parameters at the BERT base scale is quite a lot, and inference is slow enough to be a real cost in production. The fix is knowledge distillation. Train a smaller student model to mimic the output distribution of a larger teacher model. Robertso addresses the pre-training complexity. BERT had two pre-training objectives, MLM and NSP, and the field never had clean evidence that NSP was actually pulling its weight. The fix turned out to be drop NSP, train MLM longer on more data, and the result is better than BERT. Both are short papers. Distill BERT is famously four pages, with outsized influence. BERT's three limitations. The lecturer names three concrete limitations of the original BERT. Both derivatives respond to one of them. The third, context length, gets addressed by other work that the lecture mentions in passing, but does not develop. Context length. The original BERT had a maximum sequence length of 512 tokens. That was an early paper limitation. The techniques in Lesson 2.3, sliding window attention and other attention efficiency tricks, became the way the field worked around it. Not addressed by either Distill BERT or Robertso specifically. Flagged here for completeness, latency, and size. BERT base has 110 million parameters. Inference is correspondingly slow and memory hungry. For production deployments at scale, millions of inference calls per day, the cost is real. Distill BERT addresses this directly. Pre-training complexity. BERT was pre-trained on two objectives simultaneously, MLM and NSP. The combination was assumed to be helpful, but never rigorously tested against alternatives. Robertso addresses this. It asks whether NSP is actually load-bearing, and the answer turns out to be no. Knowledge distillation. The concept. Before walking Distill BERT specifically, the lecturer takes a brief detour through what distillation is. The framing comes from a Hinton, Vinyals, and Dean lecture, which the lecturer treats as the conceptual root of distillation. The core insight is captured in a quote the lecturer flashes. The soft targets contain almost all the knowledge. Translate: a trained model takes an input and outputs a probability for each possible class. The hard label is just the top class, e.g., positive. The soft targets are the full set of probabilities. For a sentiment model, 70% positive, 25% neutral, 5% negative. Hinton's argument is that the soft set carries facts the hard label throws away. The model gave 25% to neutral and 5% to negative. That tells a learner how the input relates to each class, not just which one won. The hard label drops all of that. Distillation uses this idea to shrink models. You have a large, well-trained teacher. You want a smaller student that acts like it. Train the student to match the teacher's full output for every input, not the task's hard labels. The student learns from the teacher's full picture, not just from the right answer. The loss is KL divergence between teacher and student. There is a clean detail. When the target is a hard label, one class at 1.0, the rest at 0, KL divergence reduces to standard cross entropy. So distillation does not replace supervised learning. It generalizes the loss with a richer signal. Distill BERT. The application. Distill BERT applies distillation to BERT. The move is simple. Halve the number of transformer layers. The lecturer says, reduce by 2. The Distill BERT paper drops the layer count to 6 from BERT base's 12. then train the smaller student to match the original BERT's output. The lecturer's framing. If you reduce the number of layers by 2, you have a lot of gains and almost the same performance. The student keeps almost all of BERT's quality. The Distill-BERT paper reports the model at about 66 million parameters versus BERT bases roughly 110 million, about 40% smaller. The layer count halves, but other parameters like embedding stay, so the overall reduction is less than half. Inference runs faster. The Distill-BERT paper is famously short, around 4 pages. The mechanism is simple enough that the paper does not need to be long. Distillation was already a known idea. Distill-BERT just applied it cleanly to BERT and showed the result. Load a Distill-BERT checkpoint today, and you are using this exact lineage, a smaller model trained to mimic a larger BERT. Most of the larger model's skill kept through the soft target signal. Roberta, the better trained recipe. Roberta is a different kind of improvement. Architecturally, it is essentially the same as BERT. Encoder only, same block design, same input embedding shape. The changes are all in the pre-training recipe. The headline change, drop NSP entirely. The Roberta authors studied whether the next sentence prediction objective was actually contributing to pre-training quality. The lecturer's framing, removing NSP, led to no decrease in performance almost. The original BERT authors had assumed NSP was helping. The empirical evidence said otherwise. Roberta just dropped it. 2 further changes complete the recipe. Dynamic masking. In the original BERT, the masking pattern for a given input sentence is decided once during data preparation. Every epic sees the same masking. Roberta changed this. Remask the same input differently on each epic. Straightforward to implement, effectively gives the model many more different training examples from the same source data. More data. The Roberta authors observed that BERT was undertrained. They scaled up the pre-training data significantly, in volume and diversity. The benchmark performance improved correspondingly. The summary, in the lecturer's own framing, Roberta shows that the original BERT recipe left meaningful performance on the table. NSP was not helping. Static masking was wasteful. The data scale was insufficient. Dropping NSP, masking dynamically, and training on more data produced a meaningfully better model from essentially the same architecture. The 2 derivatives side by side. The 2 papers respond to different problems and use different tools. Distill-BERT. Roberta. Limitation addressed. Latency and size. Pre-training quality. NSP usefulness, masking strategy, data scale. Architectural change. Half the layers, 6 versus 12. None. Training change. Distillation against the original. BERT. KL divergence loss. Drop NSP, dynamic masking, much more data. Trade-off. Smaller and faster, slight quality drop. Same size, better quality. Paper length, 3-4 pages. Longer, more empirical comparisons. If you need a smaller, faster encoder model, Distill-BERT, or one of its descendants, is the family to reach for. If you need the best-trained BERT-shaped encoder, Roberta or one of its descendants is the family. Both families ship widely. Which one you pick depends on the constraint that matters most for your application. Why this matters when you use AI. 2 consequences worth holding on to when you read AI tooling docs or model cards. Distill-BERT and Roberta are the most common BERT family names you will see in production. The original BERT itself is less commonly used in new projects than its descendants. Knowing the lineage, which derivative addressed which limitation, what its pre-training looked like, helps you read those projects' documentation and reason about why a particular model was chosen. Distillation generalizes well past BERT. The teacher-student soft targets recipe applies to any model where you have a strong teacher and want a smaller student. Distillation is a common production pattern for shipping smaller variants of larger models. The conceptual framing here is durable. The BERT-specific application is just one early example. Common pitfalls. A few mistakes are common enough to be worth naming. Thinking DistilBERT and RawBERT-A are competitors. They address different limitations and can stack. As an example outside the lecture itself, Distill Roberta exists in the wider ecosystem as a distilled version of RawBERT that combines RawBERT's training improvements with DistilBERT's compression approach. Thinking distillation is just a smaller copy of the teacher, it is not. Distillation requires the teacher's output distribution as the training signal. Without that, the smaller model is just a smaller model trained from scratch on the original task. The soft target's advantage is lost. Thinking Robert changed the architecture. It did not. The architecture is the same as BERT. The changes are all in the pre-training recipe. Drop NSP, dynamic masking, more data. When a model card mentions Roberta, the architecture is BERT. The training is different. Thinking the BERT paper's NSP defense was empirical proof. It was an assumption that turned out to be wrong on closer examination. The original paper assumed NSP would help. Robert detested that assumption and found it did not. Worth noticing when you read a paper's design rationales. Assumptions and tested results are different things. What you should remember. BERT had three concrete limitations. Context length, 512 tokens originally, addressed by attention efficiency tricks from lecture 2.3. Latency and size, 110M parameters, addressed by DistilBERT. Pre-training complexity, MLM plus NSP, addressed by RawBERT. Knowledge distillation trains a smaller student to mimic a larger teacher's output distribution. The soft targets carry more information than hard labels, Hinton's framing. KL divergence is the loss. Cross-entropy is the special case when the target is a hard label. DistilBERT halves BERT's layer count and trains via distillation. About 40% smaller overall, 66M parameters, versus BERT base's 110M, and correspondingly faster, almost the same downstream performance. Full four pages, outsized influence. Roberta is the same architecture with a better training recipe. Drop NSP, it wasn't helping. Dynamic masking, remask on every epoch instead of once. Much more data. BERT was undertrained. Same model shape, better empirical results. The lineage matters. When you load DistilBERT or RawBERT-A from a model repository, you know what it is and why it exists. Most BERT family models in production today are derivatives, not the original. Closing lecture 2. Lecture 2 walked from the parts of the original 2017 transformer that have changed, position embeddings, normalization, attention efficiency, through the three architectural branches the field built, encoder-decoder with T5, decoder-only as the modern LLM default, encoder-only with BERT, and ended on BERT's two most influential descendants. The BERT family is now in your working vocabulary. From here, the curriculum opens up. The next phases cover why these models cost so much to build, why a base model needs a separate tuning stage before it is actually useful, and how you steer one when you ask it questions. If you remember one thing, DistilBERT is BERT compressed via distillation. RawBERT-A is BERT trained better. Same family, different problems.